A couple of weeks ago, I got the chance to do a few things I thought might be interesting to share with you. I was able to go to SEMA in Las Vegas, along with my dad, who a lot of you know is Marvin Smith of the Marvin Smith Driving School, and my brother Rocky Smith. SEMA is one of the largest trade shows in the country every year that revolves around the automotive industry and aftermarket parts and accessories. We got to see a lot of the latest and greatest in the automotive industry. But the highlight of the trip was getting to meet and do a short interview with Jay Leno. Now, if you know anything about Jay Leno other than being the longtime host of The Tonight Show, Jay is one of the biggest car guys you'll ever find. We were there in SEMA back in 2019 and got to see him from a distance as he was filming an episode of Jay Leno's garage where he was driving a couch that had been made into a car. But we didn't get to interact with him that year. This time, he was not on the schedule anywhere, but we stopped by the Walmart booth. They had a display of a replica of Sam Walton's 1979 Ford F-150 truck. For those who don't know the story, Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, drove a 1979 Ford F-150 truck. Even when Walmart was wildly successful, he still kept the same truck. When asked why he didn't buy something nicer, he said, "Am I going to drive my dogs around in a Rolls Royce?" He was a big believer in living frugally. In fact, the Walmart folks told a story about one of the Walmart executives who bought a new Porsche and drove it to work. The story goes that he was hoping that Sam Walton wouldn't see it, but as he was getting out of it, Sam pulled up and parked beside him. Sam took a look at the car and said, "Did you get a new car?" He said, "Yes." So they both went inside for a meeting. The executive thought he was going to get a lecture from Sam on living frugally, as Sam was known to do. Toward the end of the meeting, Sam started talking about living a frugal lifestyle. He pointed out the executive, but then he praised him for buying an imported car that was good on gas so he could save money. Sam didn't know much about cars, and that makes for a good story. But Jay Leno collaborated with Ford and Walmart to do a modern-day take on Sam Walton's truck and built a new Ford Lightning electric truck that might be like what Sam would drive today. We had seen that truck on display outside before making it inside of the Walmart booth. And while we were talking to someone at the Walmart booth, they told us that Jay would be there in a few minutes. Well, it was unannounced, and Jay came and talked to a crowd of just a few dozen people for about a half an hour. Afterwards, we asked if we could have a brief interview for our radio station. Well, he agreed. We got only a minute or two with Jay, but he made it interesting. I'll post the video on our WSBC Facebook page so you can go and see the interview, but I'd like to play the audio for you now. Now, there was a lot of background noise, and I've tried to filter some of it out, so you'll have to listen closely. Here is our interview with Jay Leno. Matt Smith with WSBC. We're here at SEMA with Jay Leno. Jay, you just did a great presentation. And tell us a little bit about why you're here at the Walmart booth. That's kind of an interesting partnership.
Well, we have a line of car care products, and we sell them at Walmart, and they're doing pretty well. So that's why we're here. They're a great organization, and they like the product, and it's doing well.
Well, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us and our fans back in North Carolina. We all love you.
We're in North Carolina.
In Albemarle, it's about 45 minutes east of Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I used to play Raleigh, Charlotte, all of them. Yeah. I like North Carolina. Beautiful city. Charlie Goodnight's was the place.
Oh, yeah, in Raleigh. Yeah, went to school in Raleigh. Yeah.
You know, used to come in there was John Edwards. Remember him? The pride of North Carolina. Yeah, that didn't work out too.
No, it didn't work out.
But except for him, it's a great place.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for taking a moment.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for taking a moment and letting me share this story with you. And head on over to our Facebook page where you can see the video. And again, thanks to Jay Leno. He's a great guy, not only to watch on TV, but to get to talk with and chat for a moment. And thanks to Rocky Smith for shooting the video and to Marvin Smith for arranging the interview.